Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yes, indeed, a Football Friday, and it's Football Friday music here in the loop. A little bit of I Want to Know by Joe happening as we head into another segment on a Football Friday. Appreciate you rocking with us. The reason why Figgy Fig is playing this is because the Texans are playing this. It's Football Friday music, not because we decided, but because someone at the Texans decided. This was a shout-out to Jonathan Alexander doing his Capital J journalism on this day. This apparently was playing in the
salute
bubble.
To J.A., man.
While they was working. The NMA
probably don't know anything about this.
Wow. Man. You think DJ don't know about no job?
100%, man. He's a young buck.
But that's not just about being a young buck. In that way, that's an indictment of his parents. You think his
parents
don't?
I don't think he know nothing about this, man.
I'm going to hit him up. I'm going to ask him. What do you know
He don't
about
know
Joe?
Anything past 2000 or before 2010.
Wow, that's crazy.
Shots fired right there.
By the way, who do you think had Joe on all score? Because I don't feel like it's dudes on the team, right? This had to be
D'Amico?
The coaches. Someone on, I feel like D'Amico might have Joe on his playlist.
I can
somewhere.
See him in a little R&B.
Yeah. Didn't he say that once when he was talking about his... in the offseason about his music with Vandermeer on Texans?
Oh, well, let me write that down. I will go to his research.
You got to find that.
Yeah. I need to know who...
I think he talked about it once.
I want to know who decided the Football Friday.
Because this was around during his time.
Hell yeah.
Going into the weekend, like, you know what? We're not just playing 90s music. We're playing 90s
We need
R&B.
Some good vibes. Yo. We ain't playing no NBA YoungBoy and all that stuff. No Rod Wave.
Has anybody gotten a pulse of what the dudes in the locker room listen to for real, for real?
No, but we need to get the Friday playlist in advance.
Oh, okay. I'm going to...
Figgy, we can do that.
Yeah.
We can get the Friday playlist in advance, and then as they're playing it, we're playing it.
I want to find out who's playing the music, though.
I think it might change.
Because in training camp, I think they had somebody randomly just putting a playlist together, but I want to... not to quote Joe, but I want to know who's playing. I want to know who's playing this music.
He said, "I want to know who's got the aux." All right. Some more important notes from practice. And this is also per Jonathan Alexander, at least where I'm seeing it. CJ Stroud and Petrie still in concussion protocol, and they have not reached the steps to practice yet. Even with this being more of a walkthrough on a Friday as it typically is, that one hit me squarely in the chest.
It should. It absolutely should because, and I'm not trying to, this is just simply the way it works sometimes, and we've all seen this happen. There are so many different levels of concussion. You know, there are concussions where the guy's back relatively soon, whatever. There are some concussions that players and feel the effects for weeks. You know, maybe all season there's something, you know, they always say it just didn't feel right, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. The first person I thought about was Henry Toa, who when he
all
had
year
a
long
concussion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was, I think his wife posted a video of him watching the game with glasses on.
Yeah.
He had some special type of sunglasses on, so it could be a concussion somewhat like that where he got
sit
in the
dark.
I'm not
saying it is, but it, you know, that report that he's still in the protocol. You know, is like you said, Reggie, just It ain't great.
And I will lean on Jonathan Alexander, who says technically there's four more opportunities to get two practices in, because, of course, you need two practices in clearing the various different levels of protocol. But that would have to imagine, I'd have to imagine that that would mean that those guys are close so that they can get those practices in before a Thursday night football game.
I was just going to say, it's a Thursday night game.
They'll still have a couple of practices. When he said four opportunities.
So they play Sunday. Monday, they're probably going to scratch their off day or do it like a half day and do meetings and film and stuff.
But for taking
and
off
really
boxes, that might be useful.
That's just Tuesday and Wednesday and maybe even a light win. It's just Tuesday, really.
Yeah. So, and yeah, Ray, last time CJ had a concussion, he was out two games. I hear you. This isn't about him being out. We know he's going to be out for this game. Mm-hmm. It's the situation that he's not even, he's not cleared the protocol yet. Now, of course, we don't know where he is in the protocol. Like, maybe he's on the final steps of the protocol where he's, but he hasn't practiced at all. So that's at least two practices that he still needs to get in in order to be cleared and ready to go play football. So, obviously not trying to look past the Titans game, but this does have impact on the Bills game, not just on one side, on the other, right? With Jaden Petrie possibly not playing, although as Seth makes mention of, the little musical chairs that they like doing where you might put Kamari Lassiter in on slot might be tenable with the Bills, seeing as the biggest threat that they have on the is on the interior with Khalil Shakir as a slot guy. So those are things that are there for you. But, yeah, those are some notes. Also, I believe Dalton Schultz was seen with his helmet at practice, which I imagine is probably a good thing. Him and him and Harrison Bryant have missed the first couple of practices this week. Cade Stover still practicing in his active window, but he's still technically on IR, so maybe on Saturday we end up seeing him.
And they would have to make a move,
But, yeah, those are all things that are happening tight end-wise as we continue to watch and head towards Nashville. All right, one of the things that popped up again, we've been watching a lot of gambling news happen in the world of sports right now, and just this morning, or just yesterday, actually, another instance, as 14, count them, 14 people were charged for roles in a multi-million dollar illegal sports betting ring that involved college athletes this time. So we've seen basketball coaches and former players get hemmed up in this. We've seen baseball players in a somewhat different scheme, because obviously that's that was with the Dominican Republic, but seemingly some level of organized crime there. Mm-hmm. And in this instance, again, New Jersey organized crime. So this is a lot more akin to what we saw with the basketball situation. According to the authorities, Joseph Perna, a member of the Lucchese crime family.
That's been around for 100 years.
So they've got a lot of experience, a lot of institutional knowledge here. And his associates ran a nationwide network of bookmakers who use offshore websites to facilitate approximately $2 million in bets between 2022 and 24. So the NCAA is aware of the charges. They're looking into it. But this is tapped in with college, which, I mean, in history, college has been one of those places where, you know, some gambling things have happened. College basketball gambling has happened. Yep. You know, gambling scandals have happened. But the larger question I want to ask outside of this particular one, we're seeing this at all sorts of different levels, all tapped in and with seemingly organized crime. Is this something that can be fixed? Because we saw baseball kind of try and limit prop bets. NFL is talking about right now doing something similar. And those all feel like Band-Aids at best. Is there any way back, or did we open a door to Pandora's box that can never be closed?
There is no way this will be fixed. Zero chance. It couldn't be fixed when it was illegal and they frowned upon it. And they were, you know, you could lose your job or lose your scholarship and never play again and be blackballed and all this other stuff. There is no way. I mean, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. You can't do it. And the other part of this that is just really, you talk about, you know, the discussion you really want to have, the discussion that I think is really intriguing is you've made such an easy path for organized crime to expand their market. You've done it. You've expanded their market.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's funny because, you know, it would have. I understand what you're saying because now you have more people that have been.
Oh, it's legal?
Gateway into it.
Yes.
But the thought process, I imagine, was you legalize this and you cut those folks out of this because why do the illegal gambling when you could just do the legal gambling?
Yeah.
And the thought process seems to hold that, mm-hmm. People will go and they'll legalize it. You know, you'll have your mm-hmm. taxation on it and it'll be all fine and good. That's not how this has played out. And so it really feels like that step might have been a really terrible one, especially because, yes. as you mentioned, not only did this not eradicate those, you know, nefarious areas, mm-hmm. the dark shadows of this, it's kind of bolstered it in a weird way.
You've expanded the market. Because it's still frowned upon, especially, you know, certain types of bets and such. But these wise guys and these contacts can go to players and coaches and staff and everything else and say, hey, man, it's legal. We're making legal bets. You just can't, you know, you know we'll do it for you. You know, and it's just the temptation is bigger. Also the temptation for, you know, let's say you're a professional or a college athlete.
Thanks, man. And you think I'm that good?
This is an imaginary world. But let's say you're a college athlete. You have friends everywhere that can make legal bets. So it's easier for you to do it. Like, and not only that, but the market of gambling and the gambling outlets and sort of the stamp of approval, you're giving them everything they wanted. You know?
Yeah. It's. Yeah. And the thing that has stuck with me, we've mentioned this a few times when we've had these conversations as the evidence and these stories continue to mount, is, man, it was always, when it came to banning gambling, about the integrity of the game and the mm-hmm. the perceived integrity of the game, because people were not going to buy in to these products if they don't feel like fair competition.
Right.
We're seeing more and more things that feel like they gnaw at and maybe just entirely slice at the integrity of these games. Mm-hmm. And I go, Is this set to crumble at some point? Or is this to a point where the gambling actually kind of sustains itself, because whether it's the integrity is there or not, the fiend, like the mm-hmm. nature of having that gambling addiction is going to continue to feed people buying into this stuff.
Well, the answer to that for me is, where are the safeguards? The safeguards right now is a lot of lip service. Don't do that. And they're shaking their forefinger at you. But then they're, you know, speaking of hypocrisy, of all the gambling outlets and such that are, and let's face it, you know, as much as Las Vegas is not necessarily run entirely by the mob anymore, there is a big mob presence. and these gambling outlets, whether it's, you know, any of these that we see advertised on all these networks, they're on the up and up, air quotes. There is still a seedy element there, which leads to the point of integrity of the game and affecting it. You know?
Yeah. And when I say, is there any way to go back? The most obvious part of this is like, taking the money, the gambling money out of this and not having, because I see somebody saying I'm tired of having the gambling shoved down my throat. There's just so much money that having that there is going to be there. Like, I just feel like
it's out. Like I said, toothpaste.
You can't
put it back in.
You can't take it out of there. And I think, as you established, it's so much a part of mm-hmm. the culture of watching sports now. Hell, I'm somebody who, I'm not a big gambler. You know this about me.
Yeah.
I'm still quoting lines to try and have some sure. level of understanding of as to what's happening with these games. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that it's become so pervasive in it that it is part and parcel of what these sports are. And that's the thing that scares me more, is I would not be nearly as afraid for, like, the lifeblood of sports with all this if it's just like, all right, well, my bad, we made a wrong turn, we can change.
Yeah.
This is going to be a part of it. And the thing that I wonder is, does this eventually end up, you know, does this walk sports to a place where sports no longer holds the same impact in our life? Or are we just so intertwined that we're just going to go with it anyway? We're just all going to also have a level of disdain, or maybe that's not the right word, but
No, I know where you're going with this.
We're all just going to be very skeptical and cynical towards sports as we do it.
I do agree. I think, you know, sports is never going to go away, never going to be bigger, and in fact, is only going to get bigger. But ask your if you're in your car, if you're sitting at home, sitting in your office, just ask the next person you see. Do you think sports are affected and outcomes are affected by gambling? Yes, yes, yes. Everybody will say it. At some level, sports are affected by gambling, right? Hell, you just gave, we just talked about the injury report. Do you know why they have to give injury reports in the first place? Gambling. And even 25 years ago or 20 years ago, whenever it started, it's mandatory. And they're like, oh, you know, so the teams will know about the, you know, what to prepare for. No, it's gambling. It's gambling. The reason why do they put these point spreads out there? And now you're getting the stamp of approval. Like I said, I think a lot of people are skeptical. A lot of people are cynical. And I think most people would agree that there are games that we watch every week that are affected by gambling. The outcome is affected by gambling.
And that's the belief there. I see you, 832, saying legal bets and fixing bets are totally different. I'm not saying that legal bets are in the same vein there. There's a through line, though. It's the larger prevalence of gambling in our sports makes it so that people go, hey, if we fix this, this gives us an opportunity to garner, mm-hmm. you know, pull out more money from the situation. It's one of those things where I'm not trying to vilify like the actual gambling, but you can't deny that the continued growth of this has made this more prevalent. Or there may be an argument, though, that the continued growth of this and the amount of investment that the books have in this mm-hmm. has made it so that they're finding more of the gambling and the fixing that's happening in it, because those companies are invested in making sure that people aren't doing nefarious things. Yeah. But another big gambling scandal popping up in sports, this one tapping into the college ranks. It's wild to see. And we'll have to continue to watch to see what it means and what it how it impacts the sports that we love so much. Mm-hmm. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping. The Rockets have a couple of interesting games this weekend. But also, did the baseball voters get this right? I want to get your opinion on this, John Lopez, and we'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.